The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Everybody, this is ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Whoa. This is the only comedy podcast that reviews. You know, we don't give out the stars. You know, we don't want them to make them feel bad. We do got something to say about these user-generated internet reviews. It's usually funny, I would like to think.
I do think.
And today, I'd like to get started, warmed up, so to speak, by putting Matt on blast.
Oh.
I haven't discussed this with him beforehand, but I'd like him to feel like the lights are swinging down, the studio lights are beating down upon him as I ask him this question.
Uh-huh.
And, I'll be nice, and if you can't think of it right away, I'll tell my own story. I'll do it. I'll answer the question for you. But I expect better of you.
Okay.
Matt.
Brandon.
Don't do that to me. I'm trying to be cool.
Okay.
I don't think it's possible to say the sentence and be cool. When was your most embarrassing fart? Not even... I'm glad you're taking it seriously.
Yeah, that's a tough one because I do have an embarrassing, like...
You have a lot of them.
Like, toilet humor story, but embarrassing fart... probably just in class, is to be honest. Or maybe, like, doing sit-ups in gym. I've got a much more embarrassing just, like, toilet humor story that I could tell.
Sure.
All right.
For it. If it's speaking to you, I'm sure it'll speak to me.
It was a few years ago at work, at my job.
Oh, this is recent.
Yes.
I'm afraid now.
So that tells you how great it is. I went to the bathroom, as one does from time to time, as a human being needs to do, and also animals. Shout out animals.
Shout out animals.
Taking dumps everywhere. And unlike an animal, I went to the bathroom to take mine, and I'm in the stall like a millennial, probably on my phone. When what happens but my boss walks in and starts asking me questions and talking about stuff.
No way.
About work related.
No.
Directly to work. And I'm
no.
Just, even when somebody's just walking in and standing at the urinal right next to the stall, I'm like, freeze everything. Enter stasis mode.
like an alien laser beam hit you and you're just wom wom trapped in place. Your atoms cease to move.
Yeah. So this is my boss just talking about, okay, so we're going to, we can produce that. We can send that out to them. Okay. Like, yeah, we should be able to do that. That's fine. That's great. And then he says, okay, thanks. And leaves. As if I called a meeting.
Can't he send you an email and IM about this?
Apparently, it couldn't wait. I don't know. And somehow he knew to go there to find me. And he says, thanks. And
I'm like, I mean...
Yeah, no problem.
On one hand, I'd be relieved he wasn't like, how long have you been in here? Because that would be true terror. But yes. On the other hand, how uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable. Needless to say, I stopped using the bathroom on my floor from that day forward.
Oh, man. This is, I don't know if this is funny, but the office I used to work at, my theory is just lazy people work there. Lazy slackers like me that, you know, really... cherish their bathroom time, but every bathroom was always full. You had to search the building for a free stall sometimes.
Wow.
And it's, you know, every bath, there's a handful of bathrooms. They all have like three stalls in them, which is a lot for a dude bathroom.
That's true.
But now I'll tell my story. I can't hype it up and then leave the people hanging. It was in second grade. I was a slacker who took my grades a little seriously. But this was, not to reveal the joke of the story, but this was the dinosaur test, right? And I always fashioned myself quite the dinosaur, dinosaur expert.
Dino oatmeal expert, yeah.
Yeah, dino oatmeal expert. And I think this was probably past the time where I wanted to be a paleontologist.
Okay.
I think those delusions of grandeur had already faded from my head. I probably wanted to be something cool by second grade, like a scientist that doesn't have to live in the desert like paleontologists do. Yeah, that's what I found out. Like, I realized, like, these guys have to, like, live in a desert in a trailer like 9 months out of the year, being hot, dusting bones, hitting shit with pickaxe. I was like, no, that's not the life for me. I'll just look at their work in the museum. I'll just appreciate, be a paleontologist appreciator as part of my realm. Anyway, I was taking this dinosaur test really seriously. You know, a lot of my self-confidence rode on this dinosaur test. And so you picture, you know, second grade, you got the quad desks, the four desks that are facing each other, your desk partners. You got the dual a folder on each side to prevent cheating. So you're locked in your little realm. Yeah, so we're in the middle of the test, and I'm sure it was nerves. But I let out a big, long, loud fart. And everyone laughed, and I did the worst thing you could possibly do. It was go, shut up. It wasn't me. And everyone laughed.
Yeah, that only amplifies it.
Yeah, that makes it totally obvious who who dealt it. And I don't remember how it. I wish I knew how well I did on that test. I'm sure I did fine. I was a little dinosaur dork. I do remember. I could never forget that intensely embarrassing moment. you got our little review here, mister?
Yeah.
Say, mister, you got a review?
I feel like we were just sitting in the 90s there with your story, so I'll take us back to the 90s with this review. This is a review of the final blockbuster in the world in Bend, Oregon.
Is this really it? Or I feel like there's a fake Twitter. It's just like a joke Twitter that tweets. But this is the real final blockbuster.
This is the real final blockbuster.
Yeah, this was like a mom and pop owned blockbuster that got to stay open.
Yeah, they're just persevering. And now, like, they're capitalizing on that novelty, but
Yeah.
I still do the same functions that a blockbuster would do. This is a Google review written by K.V. Herfel. K.V. writes, Tim Burton's Batman was playing, and everyone there was into it, between doing what we were there for, and it felt like the 90s. I could not easily pull myself away from the 90s. Whoa. Who can these days? 5 stars.
I mean, that's a total, that review is a total vibe.
It's such a vibe. I feel like I'm there. Like, I caught a peep of the big TV that's attached to the ceiling, and I see it's Batman. And I'm like, huh? And I enter stasis once again, and I'm just locked, watching Danny DeVito Penguin or something.
Man, I wanted to work at my local video store so bad. I still want to work in a video store, but like, yeah, I just. The interviews never went well, I guess. I don't know. I feel like I'm the perfect guy. I'm like a guy from a movie about a guy that works in a video store.
You can talk about movies. You can.
I can talk about movies. I'm portly. I have a beard, long hair. I have a lot of strong, unreasonably strong opinions about media.
And candy, I assume.
I don't have the biggest sweet tooth, but yeah, I'll chow on a chocolate bar every now and then.
I think that would be my niche if I worked at a video store. If you're going to watch Steel Magnolias, you're going to want some bottle caps to go with that.
Yeah, I guess. Trust full me. Disclosure, when I worked at overnights at a hotel, I would definitely have a Dr. Pepper and a Hostess cupcake every night. sort of my me time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just chill on this sugary soda. And it's like, how does that even taste good? Those two hyper-sweet things together. I'm a maniac.
Oh.
I'm insane. I think I would do one and then the other.
Okay.
Or probably have the Dr. Pepper at the beginning of the night to put a pep in my step. And anyway. Yeah, I love video stores, but I was never able to work at one. I want to be Randall from Clerks. That's my greatest role model.
I just want to stroll the aisles again, see the covers.
Dude, you come visit once the Backstreet Boys reunion tour is over. There's a family video still up in walking distance.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's. But the funny thing, there's some family videos open over here in Wisconsin still.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a rare sight.
There's a couple in Illinois.
The thing is, their main hustle is videos anymore. That's just sort of, they got to keep those around. But really, judging from the signage, the excessive signage, CBD is now sold at Family Video.
I have seen the signs.
You can't miss them. cannot miss them.
There's one in I think Wheeling or something that I've driven past, Wheeling, Illinois, and it's like, we've got everything from CBD to DVD. Come on in. Okay.
It's get your CBD here. CBD in giant letters. So they must be making bank off fake weed.
So they're taking it to the next level. I was picturing myself a pseudo sommelier of candy for what movie you're going to watch. They're like, if you're going to watch Steel Magnolias, you're going to want some of this Devil's Blue CBD.
The CBD salve. You rub it whenever. What's Steel Magnolia about?
Old people, I think. If you're going to watch Where the Red Fern Grows.
Every time he says, what's Red Fern Grows about?
It's a boy and his dogs, and the dogs.
Does the dog die at the end?
I think so.
That's not Old Yeller.
No.
It's a different. Yeah, it's just sort of about a boy living in the countryside, having adventures with his dog, and then it dies at the end.
Yeah, that's most of those stories.
It's got like a drinking game. Every time the kid says some weird redneck word like spittooey. You gotta put some salve on your nipples.
Is that what people do with CBD oil?
Yeah, that's a fast entry.
Okay.
You know, I'm surprised you didn't know that.
That's how you get in the.
I just like to take CBD oil and just rub it into every nook and cranny of my body.
Mm-hmm.
Just sort of become thick, sopping on there. You can't even rub it all in and just become. Like Iceman from the X-Men, but CBD oil instead of ice.
With these images in mind, do you have a review?
Yeah, sure. This is a review for, I don't know why this is first, but this is quite the stark contrast to yours. Tostitos, chunky mild salsa from Amazon.
Okay.
This is a review by Jean in MD. She says, in all caps, lifesaver. Pandemic isolation munchies are piling on the pounds. Not so healthy munchies are being met by a worthy opponent.
Oh.
4 stars.
Oh. Entering the ring, ladies and gentlemen. Tostitos extra chunky salsa. Here to vanquish your corn dog cravings.
And in this corner, we have Gene in MDs. Sizable case of the munchies. Who will come out on top, folks? I fucking love Tostitos chunky mild salsa.
I like Newman's Own because he's a hot guy.
Newman's Own? What the hell is that?
He's the same guy with the salad dressing, Paul Newman.
Yeah, Paul Newman. He makes a salsa?
Yeah.
Is it good, dude?
It's good, yeah. He's a garden salsa.
I forgot. His sort of thing is like when he's in a different outfit for every product.
And, it's like he's
Yeah, he's got a little sombrero and a rose in his mouth for this salsa. I feel like, you know, the fans, the people listening week in and out, they get it. They get it, Brent. They get it. Enough about hating racism. It's almost like, what are you trying to hide at this point? But Newman's own, looking a little ray-ray.
Slightly insensitive. I mean.
Slightly insensitive. We'll say that.
Yeah, at the very least.
Yeah. I'm surprised. He can't keep getting away with this, dude.
But he's dead, so I
don't. What are they going to cancel Newman?
Uncle Ben's is now Ben's Original.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like the same blue font on an orange background, but with no
black guy.
No smiling man.
No smiling man. I love that smiling man.
See, that's just because we're brainwashed into thinking that's okay.
I guess so. But Newman's Own black bean and corn salsa. He's okay to have a big sombrero. Yeah, oh, he's sort of medium chunky, okay. Dude. This insensitivity is rated medium chunky. This is some medium chunky insensitivity. It's not too spicy. That's why it's not, you know, it's not too spicy.
It's not going to upset too many people. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to come out fine. You know, it can rest. It's rest on a good chip.
For every, you know, insensitive Paul Newman caricature, there's Paul Newman in a beekeeper's outfit for his honey mustard dressing.
Yeah. He's just sort of like Mario in Mario Odyssey. You can just dress him up. Wear whatever stereotype you want. I really like the one. It's a treat. I forget which dressing. It's like Asian ginger dressing.
Oh, no.
He's dressed like a hibachi chef.
Oh, okay. That was somehow actually not as bad as I thought he was going to be. Like, is he a geisha? Does he have...
That would be awesome!
One of those rice hats on? Oh.
Now I want to start a line of food I can dress up for every different, you know. What's a good product that has, like, a lot of flavors? I really like Kool-Aid and Gatorade and stuff. Teas, maybe?
Teas could work.
Yeah, every flavor of tea I'm going to dress up as a different stereotype. That would be great. Someone get on the horn with Kraft. We got $1 million campaign on our hands.
The idea right here.
Before we get too carried away, you got a review? Let's keep bouncing.
Keep bouncing? Okay. I've got a review for the Publix supermarket at Beachway Plaza in Dania Beach, Florida. And I found this review because I found a Google reviewer named Miami Magicians Magician Miami. And I thought it's going to be great if I find some sort of outlandish review that is clearly written by a magician. And I found it in the Publix supermarket review. The Miami Magicians write, "Manager called the police on a lady for giving the ducks outside a cup of water. As a customer, that upset me. 1 star.
Wait. You needed to read that again.
Manager called the police on a lady for giving the ducks outside a cup of water. As a customer, that upset me. 1 star.
Who's this mysterious duck-saving vigilante? This Mother Nature.
What are you doing there? You can't give water to ducks.
Who does the manager own these ducks? Whose ducks are these? These are just some ducks.
Some Floridian ducks.
Definitely. What are these ducks? Just give them some water, dude. It's not. She's not even giving them bread. It's not like they're going to keep coming around looking for hydration at your shitty hotel. Yeah. I'm looking at the map of where this hotel is, and it's right by the beach.
Supermarket.
Excuse me. I'm looking at where this supermarket is. It's right by the beach. There's lots of ducks. And they're not doing anything to anybody. They're not geese.
Yeah, geese. Those are nuisance makers.
Those are nothing but trouble. They're not seagulls. They're not those rats with wings. They're just some ducks. All right? I just picture the lady. You know, like that lady that called the police on those very nice people having a barbecue.
Yeah.
And there's just gifs of her like on the phone in her sunglasses, like trying to be all straight faced and pissed for just being an evil person.
Yep.
That's what I picture this manager like, except instead of
These ducks.
These duck feeders. And I picture, so that's one half of the story. The other half, I picture the woman feeding ducks. She's like a Legend of Zelda fairy princess, like sent down from the heavens to feed these, keep these nice ducks going.
Yeah, and the ducks are just, this is the time of their lives.
Yeah, I don't imagine the beach that's near the Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport has very nice water. Let the ducks have some tap.
Get some ducks some Publix water.
Yeah, some Publix, a little
Publix brand water. Your supermarket is called Publix. It's everyone, so the duck's not part of the public?
Yeah, the duck, to me, that duck is an American citizen. A member of the U.S. of A., folks.
And I maybe I'm not outraged enough about this. The manager called the police on the lady. It's one thing to come out and say, don't give those ducks water.
Right.
But that is totally true.
Don't to skip like, hey, can you not do that? And go straight to, I'm calling the fucking cops on this 911. Psycho.
Hello. Someone is giving ducks water outside.
And a magician witnessed this.
The magician is upset by this
makes the Renaissance painting I'm drawing in my mind. that's really the kicker. The magician is representative of the audience, but it's just a fucking guy in a hokey magician's outfit with a curly mustache. It's Newman himself in his magician outfit. Uh-huh. Oh boy. Oh gee.
Give the ducks water.
Give the ducks some water. You know, I'm gonna go crazy here. I'm gonna go crazy and call an early break.
Okay.
We've been working hard for you people. Yes, sweat. I said you people.
Not you people, like listeners. So that's all he's saying.
Yeah, don't try and defend me, man. I'm going down.
Okay.
I'm getting this podcast canceled one way or another.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back from the break, and welcome to Review Redux, the segment where we revisit some of our favorite review writers.
Sorry, and that's the Redux sound.
I forgot all late. About it.
Yeah, came a little late. I forgot to hit the button.
That's all right. Because we're just going to skip right into this excitement. We're going to revisit our good friend, Craig S., also Craig's. Known as Craig-san.
Craig-san. No for way.
For those long listeners.
The Craig-san?
The Craig-san of Yelp.
Oh, an old friend.
An old friend who we're about to know even better.
Yeah, for those who don't remember, Craig was heavily featured in episode 5. Craig-san is a man who loved Hardee's in Tokyo, Japan very much. And go treat yourself to episode 5 if you don't remember that.
Yeah, treat yourself again if you do remember it.
Definitely. Give us money. Anyway.
So Craig's Yelp account, his profile page, enlightens us that he calls himself Craig Darth Craiger S.
No. And oh, dude. No, this changes everything.
His quote below his elite 2018-17-16 status is, "May the fork be with you."
Yes. I'm back on Craig. I'm back on Team Craig. What a roller coaster this is already.
All right. I have a couple of reviews from Craig here. I think I'll just read them. We'll react if we have to, or we'll just appreciate this dude. This is a review for Marola's restaurant in Coral Springs, Florida. Craig writes, "The owner has the memory of an elephant. He not only remembers you, but he remembers what entree you ordered and what wine you drank as well. Don't come here and get into an argument with your spouse over dinner. If he or she goes missing, he's the first one the cops are going to talk to." Well, needless to say, the customer service here is on another level.
Hit the laugh out loud button on that one, folks. Craig dropping bombs.
Yeah, this one's I'm just gonna stop reading that one there. I have a review for Malaysia Air. Craig writes, "My flight attendant's professionalism left a lasting first impression that not only speaks to his character, but reflects positively on the airline and the entire country itself. His customer service skills helped to ease the anxiety I felt toward entering a country that practices Sharia law. Like, what if I met a girl and I stole her heart? What part of me would they cut off? Anyway, I was in good hands. Keyword, hands. 5 stars.
What the fuck are you talking about, Craig? What is I'm back off Team Craig.
Sharia law?
I know that.
He's afraid.
What the hell was this pilot telling him that was so...
It's like, they're gonna cut off your hands, I think is what it was.
Is this just an elaborate joke so he could do the hands punchline?
It could have been. I don't know.
What did this pilot do?
Let's not dwell on it too long.
I'm afraid of... Was the pilot over the intercom telling you how to avoid Sharia law?
They're telling you what will happen and where.
And why? He's making him sound like a shining knight. Craig's insane. We should rename... Craig should get his own segment, The Insane Reviewer.
He's pretty wild.
Okay, continue.
Let's see. Craig reviews the Cornerstone Bar and Grill in Ottawa, Ontario. "I'm giving it 4 stars because my waitress was acting like it was her last day on the job and she didn't care anymore. To be honest, it was more of a 3-star experience, but I'm not going to punish the owners for anything she did. What mattered most was that the food was great. The garden salad came with shredded carrots, arugula, peppers, and a whole other host of shit I don't usually eat. And the champagne vinaigrette dressing took it to another level."
He
said a cuss, but he like asterisks it out.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
"Oh, and I finally tried the Impossible Burger, or whatever it's called. Lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles, and some secret sauce on the bottom. It tastes so real. Juicy, succulent, and drips just like a real burger. Enough to make Pinocchio feel like a real boy. No lie." 4 stars.
Pinocchio doesn't eat burgers. Just feel real. Pinocchio. Craig, that was a nice review that was making a lot of sense to me. It was very straightforward. And then Mr. Craig, the fucking Joker over here, want to see how I got these scars by eating this big old hamburger kind of guy.
If you want to take Craig back to where we know him, okay. I have Craig's review for KFC Shibuya. Shibuya Dogenzaka.
Hell yeah!
Craig writes, first disappointing meal I've eaten in Japan. The quality has declined, the prices have increased, and the portions have gotten smaller. And what's with this kerneling potato bullshit? Bring the fries back. Give me my chips. I want $1,000 chips." Chris Tucker voice. "What the hell is this?" Ooh. 2 stars.
What?
Should I try and do the Chris Tucker voice? "I want $1,000.
Nah. Last time, I don't know if you remember, Matt. This is a little treat for the heads out there. The last time I tried to make a Chris Tucker joke, I think that may be the only joke edited for content out of this podcast.
Yeah.
But Craig's got the confidence to go for it.
He does.
We got to get Craig on the show.
So, yeah, we met Craig and we questioned why he was in Japan eating at a Carl's Jr.
Well, he claims to be a goddamn KFC, Japan KFC expert. Who is this modern Renaissance man?
I don't know. I have one final review from Craig-san, the Royal Park Hotel, the Haneda, Japan. "Just checked into the Aurora Suite at the Park Royal Hotel Haneda. And it's
Pork Royal? Or Pork Royal?
Park Royal.
I like
hotel.
We're going to go with pork royal from now on.
Because okay, that's continue. Why Craig was there, to eat the pork. He says,
sorry.
It's fucking incredible. There's nothing else to say. 5 stars.
Craig, I want to know.
He mic drops on it.
Can you message people on Yelp?
You might be able to.
I'm tracking this guy down.
Yeah, you can send a message. We're going to get in contact with Craig, folks.
Is he active? When's his last review?
Sort by date. Last review I see was back in February.
Oh, that's so if I know Craig, he's hunting down another place to write a great review about.
I might be wrong, though.
I'm personally making my mission to track this bastard down. He is going to be on this show for better or for worse. And I think that cliffhanger is a great way to end this segment.
Yes, it is.
So I don't know where, I don't know when, but whoever this international man of mystery is, we're gonna be tunneling in his brains on this episode. On
well, this at least show. Get a quote out of him.
Yeah, he's got a. We'll read your messages, Craig. You better get on the show. we don't care. Listen, I gotta. Speaking of May the Fork Be With You, I have a review of Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back.
Nice.
According to Amazon, by Mark Hamill. Sorry, George. Looks creative like Mark. Guy. Mark did this one. This review is written by Asham Garg, and he titles it "Not the Best." It reads. Not the best movie I've ever watched, but very interesting.
What stars does he give it?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm lightheaded over this review. 3 out of 5 stars. Listen, it's not the best movie I ever watched, but very interesting.
That's what you say about something you watch in class. Like,
we had to watch Gattaca in biology.
Also, I love Gattaca. It's an example. It's not the best movie, but it's interesting. It is interesting. Gattaca is interesting. Go watch Gattaca.
Is that like Galaga? I'll watch that for hours.
Gattaca's got that little handsome guy in it.
That's so many movies.
You know him.
It's every movie you're in, sir.
Whoa.
I could describe it as that.
Ethan Hawke. That's his name.
Ethan right? Hawke. Ethan Hawke, stars in Galaga. That's probably a wild ride, huh?
anyways. There's nothing wrong with saying that Star Wars isn't the best movie you've ever seen.
But I'm going to let you finish, but Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, it do be the best movie ever.
It's pretty darn good.
I included this review, one, because it's wild, and two, because I just want to talk about Star Wars. So yeah, Empire Strikes Back is awesome. Please continue.
It's more than interesting. I guess he's not lying. Nothing he's saying is patently false. Maybe he really likes the Puff the Magic Dragon VHS his parents put on for him as a kid. But...
You know what I have to say about Puff the Magic Dragon? What? Not the best movie I've ever watched, but very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. A little Jackie Paper. That'll give you some strange feelings.
Man. You know what gave me some strange feelings? Every Yoda scene in Empire Strikes Back, those are so good. You can't tell me Mark Hamill was or is a bad actor with those scenes. Him and the puppet, him and Frank Oz working it out, dude.
Yeah.
Ooh, gets me every time.
Yeah, you really feel the relationship there.
Oh yeah, it's so real. It's the. Beyond the mentor, mentee, the sensei, and the pupil, you get those grandfather feelings going.
Mm-hmm.
Who hasn't watched? It's very interesting.
Yeah. I don't know that I have any more to say on that.
Yeah, what is there more to be say? We said Star Wars Empire Strikes Back do be best movie, though.
It's great. It's great.
We told people to go watch it. We talked about Puff the Magic Dragon. That checks all my boxes.
Yeah. To sort of palate cleanse, I have an Amazon review for another movie. This actually came up on a different podcast I was guesting on, called That's What I Meant. If you're interested in that, we can plug that at the end. I'm sorry that I spoil this question for those listeners who go and check it out. This is a review for the movie Cutting Class. It's a low-budget horror movie that is also the first movie to feature one of our favorite actors, who's featured on this podcast pretty heavily recently.
Kevin Spacey.
No. No, much tastier than that.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I think you know who it is. Yeah. Anyway, if you recall that the Dino Oatmeal Eggs review, you felt like that was something that you had written and just right. forgotten about. I feel like this review is something I've written and just forgot about. But Amazon user Beans and Things is the credited author.
That is a little... The innuendo there is too strong.
So Cutting Class is the movie. Get it cutting, like... Somebody's yep. going to get sliced.
Slasher. Off. Yep.
Beans and Things titles their review cheesy, but at least it's yummy. I told you. It's like I wrote it. Beans and Things writes, "This is a fun 80s slasher flick that doesn't take itself too seriously. Lots of silly lines such as, I'm a Yankee Doodle killer, and... Have you ever felt my tingle?
I don't want to put that in context at all.
Yeah, 80s high school cheese at its best. Crazy killer mystery where everyone is a suspect and the deaths are just as weird as the personalities. I highly recommend this flick for a giggly night with a friend. There is one wet boobies scene in the girls' yes. locker room.
Now that, I'm, all right, you had me at one wet boobie scene.
But that's about it for naughty. You gotta expect that for the time period. So it was cheesy, but at least it was sharp cheddar, not Roquefort.
What does that mean?
It's a different type of cheese.
I know it's a different type of cheese.
It's not refined cheese, I don't know.
I just want to know if that's an apt metaphor.
I will have to find a way to watch this. The only thing I disliked was the packaging. While Brad Pitt was not the star, he was the secondary male role, his picture is plastered on the DVD cover. That's lame commercialism. They're trying to sell the product with his picture. If you can forgive that, Cutting Class is a great B-horror flick that's well worth a look. 4 stars.
Hey, what a great review.
Right?
Yeah, a lot of times we really, really take the piss out of some of these reviews. That's a nice one.
I feel like I'm gonna be revisiting Beans and Things at some point. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel informed. Thank you, Beans and Things. Making my Beans and Things feel real comforted.
Yep. I'm sorry. It's just like that. It feels so much like something I would write.
Yeah, it's cute.
Have you ever felt my tingle? Oh, I want to know where that line comes in the movie.
I can't help but this is... Have you ever seen... Sorry, folks. I'm just going to talk to my friend about movies for a second. Have you ever seen Faculty?
I haven't. I've heard all about it, yeah.
We should doubleheader Faculty. They're both like schoolhouse, you know...
Slashers.
Who's the slasher thriller kind of movies.
Yeah.
One being a cheesy movie. And Thrasher's kind of a... Or not Thrasher. What am I saying? What's that
Faculty.
Movie called? Faculty. Jeez. Sorry. These reviews today are really just gassing my brain, I think. Faculty, sort of a, you know, sort of in the way that, like, Shaun of the Dead and those movies are homages to films of that genre. Mm-hmm. I feel like Faculty's a little bit like that. It's not as silly, obviously, but it's a little, it has reverence for the genre and mm-hmm. some fun moments.
It's got, Josh with Hartnett in it, is that right?
Yeah, he's
Elijah Wood, maybe?
Speaking of heartthrobs.
Tasty boys.
The 90s heartthrobs with Josh Hartman. Oh.
Yeah, he's a handsome SOB. The real question is, how many wet boobie scenes are in the faculty?
How many wet boobie scenes are in the faculty? I think I might have only seen it on TV. So okay. I don't know. Oh, shit.
Wet boobie scenes, colon, question mark.
Question mark for the wet boobie scenes in those, folks. I know our, 80% male audience.
They'll enjoy that.
Baby breath. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, some of the ladies, I'm sure, too, enjoy a good wet boobie scene. And we're not just judging.
We've spent how many episodes talking about Brad Pitt, and now we're looking up Josh Hartnett.
Josh Hartnett here. Oh, he's kind of, he's not as cute as he used to be. Sorry, Josh. He was in Lucky Number 11. That movie's cool, too.
Yeah. Oh, those dreamy brown eyes.
And all right. Before, I just looked at Bruce Willis's smiling face on the Lucky Number 11 post or IMDb page. And before I got to walk away. That's a whole nother rabbit hole, folks. I got a review here for something near and dear to my heart. My favorite board game, Risk.
All right.
This is a review for the Risk 60th Anniversary Edition on Amazon. This is a review written by Lady Neiman. She titles it IDK. Kid wanted it for birthday. Bought for kid. No clue how to play it, and I'm too old to figure out new stuff. But whatever, kid liked it. Wouldn't normally pay this much for a board game, but the quality of the game is good, so I'm not totally mad. 5 stars.
You're all over the map, Lady Neiman.
The kid liked it. Kid wanted for birthday, bought for kid. No clue how to play it.
Is this her child, or is this just...
I think this is a 40-year-old man that lives in her basement.
Hey, kid. Here you go.
Yeah, for her 40-year-old child lives in her basement. Want to play Risk with his 40-year-old bros. Old 100-year-old Lady Neiman. Couldn't quite figure it out.
Because she gave birth at 60.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's not outside the realm of possibility, but...
Right. I guess the sidebar of this. This version of Risk is beautiful.
Oh, is it like a fancy box, too?
Yeah, fancy box. It comes in like a war chest. The map is all hand-drawn. The cards are all stylized, sort of like World War I.
Oh.
Looking like on parchment. Yeah, I love Risk. You have any good Risk memories? You a Risk guy?
I'm a decent Risk guy. I don't know that I have any like strong, amazing stories of Risk. I have some cool Stratego memories. Or is it Stratego?
Me and my dad love Stratego.
Stratego.
Some good times playing the old Stratege.
But Risk, mostly, we played it, and it's like, oh, this is good. Somebody wins. Let's just watch the Seinfeld episode.
That's true. The Ukraine is weak!
I am from Ukraine. Give up!
Oh, man. We're talking about... This episode, we can't help but go to our favorite things. We had some Star Wars, some salsa... Now we're just talking, feeling cozy at home, talking, making Seinfeld quotes.
Yep.
It's like a warm bath, like a warm foot bath, quoting Seinfeld.
I mean, it makes sense that this game costs more if she's paying for the pristine edition and not just going to Target and buying the $20 version off the shelf.
Yeah, most of the reviews, all the positive reviews are like, I love Risk. This edition's beautiful. All the negatives are, this is way too expensive for a board game.
This is the version that sits on your like home library shelf.
Right.
Pull it out with a fine cognac.
It's honestly only $40.
That's not bad.
I don't think so. For like this is a game collector's edition, I feel like.
And it's a game you can keep playing again and again and again and again.
And again. You wanna do a quickie, or you wanna get out of here?
I'll do a quickie.
Oh man, I'm blushing.
I have a review for the book. This is technically a listener submitted review. I got this product for my birthday. Someone gave it to me, and they also said, also, I got this because of this review, and they sent the review. So this is an Amazon review for the book, How to Be the Greatest Improviser on Earth. And Chucklehead, a top 1,000 reviewer on Amazon,
funny guy,
writes, too politically biased. I really love to read, and I mostly read paper books. I truly respect books. I read over 100 books a year about anything I want to understand and learn more about. I bought this book to introduce myself to being more in the moment. So, I sat myself outside as it was a beautiful day. Opened the book and anxiously began to read, with the sun on my face. But from the start, this book is politically biased and made me feel uneasy. It began with little things like peculiar phrasing of pronouns, then went on to belittling Christian beliefs. I personally am not of Christian faith, but I do not feel the need to knock another person's religious belief, and I do not need some puke of an author trying to influence my thoughts in this way. If I wanted political bias, all I need to do is turn on the TV, and no thank you to that. I expected a book on humor. What I got was let down. I literally tore this book up and threw it away. I found its content offensive, and I never want to see it again. One star. And attached to that review is what I'm sending you now.
I don't believe that this improv book was talking dumping on religion. And Matt has sent me a picture of a beautiful book torn into pieces and thrown into the sand.
Yep.
He went to the beach to do this?
It's a beautiful sunny day.
Chucklehead is quite the dramatic person.
Yeah. He's just going to chuck it in the ocean and he doesn't get far enough.
It's like his girlfriend broke up with him.
This is someone who starts their review by saying, I love to read. Most read paper books. I truly respect books. And it ends with that.
That's what you call ironic, folks. That's what you call a little tasty little irony. Why have you done? I don't believe that this book has offensive anti-Christianity statements.
I'll have to read. I haven't cracked it yet. Sorry.
If there's some wild anti-Christian rhetoric in there, I want to hear it on the show.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. If you don't hear anything back, folks, just assume that it was just some joke about Jesus. That's kind of what I'm guessing. Just a quick little Jesus snipe. Mm-hmm. You know, all in good fun.
Jesus can take it.
Yeah, Jesus can take it. He's still taking a lot worse than a little quip here and there, let me tell you.
He's used to hecklers, let's be honest.
There it is. There it is. Cut, sprint.
He's the stand-up who comes on after the guy who kills everybody and brings the crowd back to life, literally.
Brings the crowd back to life. Makes some water into wine. Hey. Jesus had to have had a great sense of humor. I don't know any wise people that don't, is what I'm kind of saying.
That's true.
Yoda's funny motherfucker.
In every sense of the word. Except for the last two words there.
Remember when he's digging through Luke's shit and just throwing it around? He finds like a little binoculars and he's just looking through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's the type of dude Jesus was. Uh-huh. A little more aloof than the common depiction. But who am I to say, you know? Who am I to say? There's a lot smarter people than me with a lot more cooler pictures of Jesus. I think Jesus used to be pretty cool. It still is.
Yes.
I just meant in his childhood.
Yeah. Yeah. Young Jesus. Young sexy Jesus.
Young Jeezy, dude. Cooler than that guy. That guy's off his rocker lately.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, before we start dunking on old Yay, I'd like to give a thank you to our beautiful, wonderful listener. Please, feel yourself, feel your vibe. You're a wonderful dude and or chick and or,
whatever you want.
Whatever you want, dude.
If you're someone offended by us talking about wet booby scenes, first of all, blame Beans and Things for putting that in our heads. Second of all, let us know.
If you're Yeah, that'd be funny. But if you got you made it through the wet booby content to here, I'm impressed. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. Hey, so I'm so impressed, I'm going to tell you to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Instagram at reviewparty.com, Twitter at reviewpartypod.
And as I mentioned before, I have been happy enough to guest on the That's What I Meant podcast. It's a trivia podcast where trivia is the name of the game, and it's not so serious. You'll listen to some funny people, you'll hear some fun questions, and you might learn a thing or two about whales or apples or Halloween.
Or Wapples.
You can find them.
Halloween.
You can find them anywhere. Just search That's What I Meant Trivia on Instagram or Google.
Yeah, you know the host, Mr. Chris Brusher, if you've listened to this podcast. Mm-hmm. He's the voice of our intro.
Yeah.
His lovely, would you say baritone?
Very, very.
Very, very. Very, very. Chris Very, Very Brusher. Listen to his podcast.
Do it, do it. If you enjoy this podcast purely for the first 25 seconds or so, and then when our voices come on, your enjoyment gradually declines, then you'll really like hearing Chris, you know, command and steer a podcast.
That's most listeners, I would imagine.
The level of research he does in preparation is astonishing, and I'm always delighted to join him. And Brent and I may be joining him both in tandem in the future.
Wow.
We'll let you know.
We just put it out there.
It's a big tease.
We just dropped it. We just teased it. We just nip-slipped that info. Look out, paparazzi. Hey, and I'd also like to thank our buddies Nosebleeds for letting us use their jam bread for breakfast.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. You can find their great tunes on Spotify. It's Nosebleeds, one word. And if you'd like to send us a review to make fun of, to, you know, say it's pretty, wow, what a review.
We'll say wow.
We'll say wow. Thanks for sending it. Send it to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include your name, because we'd love to give you credit.
And as always, you can check out reviewparty.com.com to find all of our episodes there, our blog musings that are always centered around reviews in one way, shape, or form, and sign up for the After Party Review newsletter, where there are even more musings.
Yeah, we plug so much good shit at the end of this show. But I think everyone's little favorite is the review to see us out, to play us out. We'll do it live.
Let's go.
This is a review from Amazon for the Kingsford Easy Light Bag. 2.8 pounds, pack of two. The reviewer Jasmine writes, "Not that easy to light." 3 stars.
But interesting.
But interesting. Not the greatest charcoal, but interesting. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Take it easy.